Hey, what's up, flies? This is David Spade.
Dana Carvey.
Look, I know we never actually left, but I'll just say it. We are back with another season of Fly on the Wall.
Every episode, including ones with guests, will now be on video. Every Thursday, you'll hear us and see us chatting with big-name celebrities.
And every Monday, you're stuck with just me and Dana. We react to news, what's trending, viral clips.
Follow and listen to Fly on the Wall everywhere you get your podcasts.
97.1 FM Talk. On-demand audio.
I mean, you're talking about the Otto Penn. Look, the Otto Penn, I think, is maybe one of the biggest scandals that we've had in 50 to 100 years. This is a tremendous scandal. And I know the people on the other side of the... Oh, see that desk, that Resolute desk? Unfortunately, he used it before me. But, you know, we have our choice of seven desks. They're all beautiful. But I chose the Resolute, and so did he, unfortunately. But the people on the other side of the Resolute desk, I know them. Lisa, the whole group, and they're no good. They're sick people. And I guarantee he knew nothing about what he was signing. I guarantee it.
All right, that's President Trump yesterday talking about this Otto Penn controversy, and we're lucky enough to have Joe Concha with us this morning. Of course, a Fox News contributor and author of a new book called The Greatest Comeback Ever Inside Trump's Big Beautiful Campaign. Joe, how are you?
Outstanding. Happy Tuesday. Thanks for having me.
Absolutely, man. Great to get you on here. We appreciate you giving us a few minutes. What's your take on this Otto Penn thing? The mainstream media is acting like, oh, nothing to see here. Joe Biden says he personally approved everybody he pardoned. There were thousands of them.
Yeah, exactly. All 8,000. He was on top of it, no question about it. He's like Stephen Hawking meets Ricky Prohl, you know, if I'm going to use a Rams reference. The speed and the mind is incredible. Now, look, anybody logical looks at this and says, of course, we know that Joe Biden's brain turned to applesauce, not just during that debate about a year ago in Atlanta, Georgia, but well before that. Even during the 2020 campaign, he said some profoundly weird stuff, and obviously they kept him in the basement for a reason. So, yeah, the mainstream media is saying there's nothing to see here because they are culpable in all of this, right? They're the ones who told you about cheap fake videos last year as far as when Joe Biden's shaking hands with the air or forgetting the names of his cabinet members or having conversations like that kid from The Sixth Sense, like he could see dead people, literally having conversations with dead leaders. So, yeah, of course, they're not going to pursue this. And if this were Trump, obviously, it would be the biggest story 24/7. But, you know, it's a Democrat, so... Let's move on and talk about other stuff that the American people don't care about.
Well, I know something that people do care about is this Epstein client list. And I obviously people feel like we're beating a dead horse and you hear different things. Oh, there is no client list. There is. What's your take on all this?
I always go back to the same question, Kim, and that is if there was a client list, right? And let's say Donald Trump is on that list like Democrats are screaming about now, they suddenly care about this list. Don't you think that Barack Obama and Joe Biden would have released that in 2016 when he was running for president just to make sure that he didn't win? Like, it would have been weaponized by now. And on the other side, if there's some major Democrats that are on this list, then it would have been released because that's how it works these days. And I just think Pam Bondi, she screwed up here. I'll be, you know, totally candid on that. Don't say that you have a list on your desk when she really meant to say that she says now that she has files on her desk. Because when you say list, that's a smoking gun. Her choice of words was poor, and that's why people are pissed off right now.
That's true. It's true. You know, Joe, I heard Scott Jennings say this the other day, and that guy's knocking it out of the park. He's the only thing worth listening to on CNN these days. But he said he's just watched the greatest 6 months of any presidency in his lifetime. And I couldn't agree with it more. And you've got a book out now about how that whole campaign got together. And it was a completely different campaign than the last Trump campaign.
Yeah. In other words, in 2020, COVID, you know, Trump was out of his element in terms of he couldn't do rallies. The country was angry about this virus. Obviously, business is shut down. Any president running in those conditions with a hostile media against them would have struggled and not had a good time. He had such a good time during this last election. You could tell who was winning by who was the happy warrior. And to go to McDonald's or to rent that garbage truck or to go to the Al Smith dinner and just have jokes like, you know, Democrats keep telling me that they're only two genders, and no, there's more than two genders, and I didn't believe them until I met Tim Walz. I mean, that's funny stuff, right?
I forgot about that.
So overall, yeah, the McDonald's thing I think was a stroke of genius, and that's why I used that photo of Trump and McDonald's on the cover of my book instead of the assassination attempt in Butler, because I felt that that just captured everything. Like, this is the guy that they're accusing to be Hitler, and he's literally working the drive through, which at last check, Adolf probably didn't work any drive through. So killed that narrative, and that's why he won, because he was relatable, and Kamala Harris was the worst candidate of our lifetimes by far.
Yeah, well, I got about a minute left here, but the biggest difference to me seems like Susie Wiles, because even when we try to get guests from the White House these days, there's a different approach from this administration.
Yeah, having met Susie Wiles, I mean, she's as serious as a prison fight and tough as a $2 steak. In other words, she runs a tight ship over there, and that's why you don't see the leaks coming out like you did in 2017 during the first administration, where no one basically could be trusted. So yeah, Trump has a loyal team around him, and Susie Wiles is somebody he trusts, and it's hard for Trump to totally trust somebody in terms of running things besides himself, but that's what he has with Susie Wiles.
Yeah, very true. The book is called The Greatest Comeback Ever, Inside Trump's Big Beautiful Campaign. Joe Concha, keep up the great work, my friend. Thank you.
Thanks for having me. I'll do it again soon.
I hope so. Thank you very much. Glad to get better late than never. It was a little mix-up on their part with they thought we were calling him. He thought he was calling us, or vice versa.
I'm glad it worked out.
Yeah, no kidding. That's good that we got him on here. I'm glad to hear that. All right, so those inflation numbers are out. I'm sure Kilmeade's going to be covering that story as well. He's going to be coming up here in just a couple of minutes. Of course, Annie and Mark in to round out your day. Keep it tuned right here to 97.1 FM Talk. Kim and Ethan and Sue and I'll be back tomorrow morning at 5 a.m. Hope you are too. We'll see you then.
Get more at 97.1talk.com.
I'm Dana Carvey.
I'm David Spade.
Fly on the Wall's back for another season now on audio and video every Monday and Thursday.
So many incredible guests will be joining us.
Follow and listen to Fly on the Wall everywhere you get your podcasts.
Too good to be true.